And we welcome you back to Recovery Coast to Coast. I'm Neil Scott. Great to have you with us tonight. Joining us by phone is Matt Bradley. Matt Bradley from the television program Deadliest Catch from the Northwestern. You probably have seen him on television, and he's a guy who has had some recovery. He's also had some struggles. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening, Neil.
First of all, give us a little background on how you came to get into the industry that you're in terms of fishing.
Well, I've been fishing for 17 years now, and I owe my, you know, getting into my career with the help of my good friend Edgar. You know, we've been high school buddies and whatnot, and he's the one that got me started my first job up there. So, been going strong since. Him and Sig were giving me a hard time in a in a lounge, you know, and his bitch kept needling me all night long, and I just couldn't. I was like, Edgar, at some point, I'm gonna beat your brother up, dude. This, why is he doing this? I just want to see if you're tough enough and if he can take it or not. And so I hashed it out all night with him, and I think maybe it was 2 days later, I was on a plane and started my first crab boat. It was 17 years ago.
Were you surprised, Matt, at how Deadliest Catch took off in terms of a television program?
Well, you know, we used to joke around on the boat and say, God, you know, somebody might actually want to see us do this, you know. And and there was other documentaries made previous that hired camera crews. And we used to laugh at the videos, you know, the antics of it all. And since the show started, I never would have thought it was going to go this far, that it was going to grow to the amount of people that it has. Well, we got some real loyal fans of the show right now.
Now, are you still on the boat? Are you still going out fishing again?
Oh yeah, I'll leave here again in October. It's here in Seattle right now, and I'm kind of healing up myself. A little relapse here, so.
Let's talk about that. I know that you're together about 14 months. Did you go through treatment prior to that?
Treatment a few years back, probably 7 years ago. And I'm just a real big fan of 12-step programs. I know that they work by yourself. You know, you do the suggestions. If you go to daily meetings, you know, like the suggestions of 90 meetings in 90 days.
Sure.
You can really establish a lot in those 90 days. And I didn't fish for about 9 months. I stuck solid with recovery. I went to a lot of meetings. I found a really great sponsor, working some steps throughout that time. I'd had job offers to go fish on other boats in that 9-10 month period that I stayed home and refused. You know, I needed to do some work on myself and my recovery and get myself strong out there, because I know in the Alaska waters there's like zero meetings. You know, I got a lot of friends, you know, because of the show and whatnot, are real supportive of my recovery and what I'm doing. But before that, it was so foreign, you know. It's like you're not drinking, you go to meetings, what's that all?
Matt Bradley joining us tonight. You put together 14 months. What happened? This is a relapsing disease, and it does catch you off guard unless you're really vigilant. What happened in your case regarding the relapse?
My relapse kind of got set off by just, I was holding some stuff back from my sponsor, home for 3 months. And, you know, I really wanted steps, and I was kind of, neglecting on it this time around. And I was slowly working some areas of my steps out of order. And, it just proved to be, it almost was fatal. I spent, 5 days in ICU. I don't remember any of that.
Well, this is on heroin?
Yeah, heroin and cocaine, speedballs. That's my, unfortunately, my drug of choice. And
so you were in pretty serious physical shape then.
Yeah, I'm just now healing back up, you know, dragging my ass to meetings. I got what's called scoliosis in my right foot as a direct result of the IV drug use. And, you know, that happened in 4 days. 4 days of after my relapse. You know, and it rings real true. You know, jails, institutions, and death are something that awaits a using addict. I had relapsed. I couldn't tell you what day of the week it was, but by the time I was back in meetings, and you know, Saturday evenings I hold meetings in my backyard. I got a pretty big following that come to my house, and we practice a 12-step a reading and whatnot, mm-hmm. and we try to follow the guidelines, and we have a batch of angel cards that are found in shops, mm-hmm. and we read from those, and it gives everybody an individual topic, and it's just real intimate. And my right after my relapse, it was a Saturday. My lady, who's in a 12-step program, her clean time. She now has like a little over 7 years, and you know, some women stepped up to the plate that are in the program and really helped her through this. But, relapse is sometimes harder on your significant family than
absolutely
than the addict itself, and it just really, you know, this disease is selfish.
What did you learn from the relapse, Matt?
What did I learn? I learned that don't be afraid to work your steps. There's no fear in it. The only thing it's going to do is make you help. I think bottom line, if I was sponsoring people in the program, I was going to daily meetings. I was doing every indicated step that you may or may not hear. If you're listening long enough, you'll hear. I was doing the program to its fullest. I mean, I really was. And I just had a really weak moment, and I made a bad choice. And, you know, I just know that, you know, any setback like this, any kind of relapse, it's just something to strengthen your program. Relapse is a part of recovery, and it has to be. You know, that's the big thing, is it will never be a part of my program again, you know.
Matt Bradley from Deadliest Catch joining us tonight. What advice, what can you say to somebody out there who has had a number of relapses going out and keeps coming in and going out? What words of wisdom can you provide?
Well, you know, if you're in and out the doors, pick a date and keep it. Do it for yourself. If you have to do it for somebody else in the beginning, learn to make it about yourself. You know, but don't be afraid. I mean, there's nobody going to run me out of a room. Nobody's going to run me out of a 12-step room. There's a few people that are kind of shunning me right now, but the people that are closest to me are right there. My sister's right by my side. You know, in my early recovery, I was a 30, 60, 90-day wonder. Mm-hmm. I'd get 30 days together. I'd get 90 days together, and I'd go back out. And, you know, when you're in that 30, 40, 60-day part, I don't know if it's even a relapse. Sometimes I think it's just a period of a brief period of not using, and you know, enough time to get healthy and run a gun again. And you don't have to, even if you want to, you never have to get loaded again.
Tonight, Matt Bradley on Recovery Coast to Coast. I wish you well one day at a time, Matt.